Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, November the 6th, 1983. May the Lord bless as we worship together around the precious Word of God today. Turn to Isaiah 55 for our scripture this morning. Isaiah 55, the first 7 verses. It says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come by wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. We'll be giving the prayer request after a while. Though we have much to pray for today, we need to remember our church and each other. We need to be faithful to the Lord. No matter if it takes a head from our shoulders, we need to be faithful to God. Faithful to Him. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank Thee and praise Thee this morning for these verses of Scripture that we've read. We know, Lord, it's time to seek the Lord. Help us, Your Lord, today to know that You're certainly able and willing to lead us, to save us, and to even, Lord, take us down through the valley of the shadow of death. Take us home to be with Thee. And Father, we look to Thee this morning for Your strength. We know none of us are sufficient in ourselves, but our sufficiency is of Thee. And help us, Lord, today to lean upon Thee, because we know that You will never fail us. We just thank Thee, Lord, for this service, and Lord, all that You're going to do in each life who is here. May we have open minds, Lord, today, and open hearts to receive Your Word. And as we participate, Lord, in the singing, we pray that we would make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And Father, enjoy this service as we lift up and praise Your name today. Because we know, Lord, You're certainly worthy of our praise and our honor and our glory. It all belongs to Thee. We just pray, Lord, today Your blessing upon each of these requests, Lord, in our bulletin. We know You're certainly able to meet each need. And we thank Thee already for all You're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, for our last hymnal, let's turn to page 414. And let's stand again and sing first, second, and fourth stanzas. Send the light.
There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless way. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let us not grow weary in the work of
This is one of my favorite songs here. You know, we in our lives, you know, we seem like we just exist at times, and I think when the good Lord calls us, that we should be just like a big ripe apple. We ought to be ready. We ought to be just ripe for picking. And the people in our, well, you can look around you in church and see how much it's fallen away. And this song here, press on, it won't be long. We've got to keep looking ahead and relying on the good Lord. I think we depend on ourselves today, and the Lord has given us too much. We've got no need for the Lord at times today, but the Christians really need the Lord more today than they've ever needed Him. You look over here in the East, and it's just a big family war there, where they're fighting. We have our soldiers, and we wonder sometimes why countries can't get along when in our own families we can't get along. Sisters and brothers, mothers and dads, it's we really need to keep pressing on right now.
There's glory in my soul.
That he had 7 days to live. And so he began living the way he knew the Lord would have him to live. 7 days went by, he was still living on this earth. And he loved living those 7 days so well, living for the Lord, that he said to himself, some 7 day period, it's going to be my last. Some of us gathered right here in this service today could be on our last 7 days. Our loved ones who do not know the Lord yet, some of them may be on their last day, much less the last 7 days. We don't know when the Lord is coming. Thank God for the truth of this song. Press on, it won't be very long. It's not going to be long at the longest until Jesus is coming again, or until we go to meet Him in death. Death is an appointment that every one of us are going to meet, unless Jesus comes first, unless He raptures the church home. It would be wonderful if the Lord came back today, or would it? There's a lot of our loved ones who still do not know the Lord yet. But I know this, heaven is going to be heaven if only one out of a family is there. Heaven's going to be heaven. We want to remember in prayer this morning, Mrs. Skaggs. We trust God to really bless her life today, her family. She would have been right here if she was not sick today. Also Mrs. Barker in the Central Baptist Hospital in Lexington. Janetta's mom, who is down here in the Hazard Hospital. Bertrand Maggard, is he in the hospital yet? He's home. Well, I visited him the other night, and he's going to be going in the hospital, I believe, for 2 weeks for treatment. Let's continue to pray today for him, most of all his salvation. Also thank the Lord for my brother Jerry's dad, Mitchell Fraley. Let's be praying for him. I know God is certainly working in his life, and as we go there each week to fellowship with him. Be praying for Brother Combs' wife in the nursing home. Mrs. Maud Barker also there in the nursing home. Mrs. Beck. Brother Willie Davis. John and Lucy Talby. Brother Murdy Caldwell. Brother Flincham's mom. Mrs. Frost's daughter, Irene. J.M. Ellington, Carolyn's brother. Need to be praying for Claude and Allie Deaton, Mrs. White's mom and dad. Mrs. Anna Campbell, she needs our prayer. She's barely able to walk through the house, I think. We were there Friday for a Sunday school class. Let's be praying for her. Mrs. Sizemore, Janetta's mom. We were talking last night, and she told me to tell you all this. I would like to be there with you all on the Lord's Day. But she went on and said, I am on the straight road. There are no curves in it. What she was saying is found in Matthew 7. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life. She said anyone in my condition would be blaspheming God. Some people would, she said. But she said this, if Jesus could suffer for me, I can suffer a little for Him. Let's be praying for Ms. Sizemore today, as well as all these others. We're glad that Lola and Dorothy are done well. Just thank the Lord for them. Also, Brother Herbert Haynes. Let's have another word of prayer together. Father, we're grateful this morning that we know Thee. We thank Thee for Your love for us, Father, and we just pray Your blessing upon this service as Your love is poured out upon each one of us daily. We know Your Word says that You daily load us with benefits. And what wonderful benefits You have given us. We thank Thee most of all, Father, today for salvation. We know this salvation is without money and without price. We ask Your blessing, Lord, upon this service this morning, and upon each and every precious soul who is here. We pray, Lord, for each of these requests, for unspoken requests that people here in our service have. Lord, we pray that You'd bless them in these requests as well. May we center our thoughts, Lord, today upon heaven and upon all that You're able to do for us. We thank Thee in Jesus' precious name. Amen. There was a lady by the name of Ruth K. Jones, wrote a song in 1944 that I mentioned this song last Sunday. It says, in times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure, be very sure. Our anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Many homes today are on a shaky foundation. Brother Tom mentioned there, moms and dads can't get along. Brothers and sisters can't get along. The devil is at work today, friend, in our homes. And we need to look to the Lord. Look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. There's no problem so big except what God can't work out if we'll look to Him. Everyone today needs the Lord. And I wish we could impress that upon each one of us here gathered in this service this morning. We all need the Lord. I need Him. Everyone here needs Him. Solomon said in Proverbs 8:17, I love them that love Me. This is God talking through Solomon. I love them that love Me, and those that seek Me early shall find Me. And he also said in the last chapter of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12 and verse 1, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. That's when I'd like to urge each one of you young people today to remember the Lord now. Now. I'm grateful the Lord is merciful. And I think Brother J.S. Bell led a lady up in Alaska to the Lord a few years ago that was over 100 years of age. God is still merciful. But Solomon still says in Ecclesiastes 12:1, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. The days of thy youth. There was a fellow who spoke at Camp Nathaniel one time, and he said to those of us in the audience, how many of you were saved before the age of 20? And hands went up all over the audience. Before the age of 30, a few less hands. And it went on up to 60 and 70 years of age. Very few hands went up. We need to seek the Lord as lost people, if you're here today and lost, you certainly need to seek the Lord. If you're here as a Christian, you and I certainly need to seek the Lord and seek His will for our lives. To live for Him daily. Let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Jesus said, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. George Bernard Shaw wrote on the flyleaf of a Bible he used to own these words 4 years before his death. He said, "Except as a curiosity, this book is a most undesirable possession. I must get rid of it. I really cannot bear it in my house." He died lost, without a ray of hope. He died lost because he did not seek the Lord. "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near." We'd like to, first of all, talk to those in this service that don't know the Lord yet. You have never made a decision for Jesus. You have never asked him into your life. Isaiah 55:1 says, "Ho, everyone." How many people did that leave out? Not a single person. I love the word A-L-L, all, in the Bible. All. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid upon him, upon Jesus, the iniquity of us all. Everyone that thirsteth. You know, the only requirement to be saved today is to be thirsty. 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 Isaiah says, "Come to the waters." If you don't have any money, come anyway. It's free. Come and buy wine and milk without money and without price. Come to the Lord. This is an invitation to come to the banquet table. We used to sing a song, "His banner over me is love," with motions. There's a lot of truth in that song. It's from the Bible. That song is right directly from the Bible. "His banner over me is love." People need to come to the banquet table of salvation. Jesus said in the New Testament, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I wonder sometimes where people go to when trouble comes, when they don't know the Lord. God help us to turn our lives over to the Lord fully, 100%. He wants all of us. I would encourage you today to come to the Lord for rest for your soul. Isaiah said, "Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread?" And there are many people today who are spending money for pleasure and this and that and the other that does not satisfy the soul. Does not satisfy. And your labor for that which satisfies not. He says, "Eat that which is good." And I love this here. It says, "Let your soul delight itself in fatness." Let your soul. Our soul today. I wonder how our soul is. I stood right here behind this pulpit yesterday and made 19 short devotionals for the radio this week. And one of them, in fact, all the devotionals are in the book of Philippians. Friends, people need to come to the Lord for salvation, for cleansing. And the invitation is to everyone. When you get an invitation to a very important event, I wonder how many of us today, if we got a letter from President Reagan and it said, "You are requested to be with me at a meal in the White House, November the 12th at 8 p.m. How many of us would send back that invitation and say, "No, thank you, sir"? my friend, the invitations to salvation have been sent out. And many times the invitations have at the bottom, RSVP. That means please reply. Répondez s'il vous plaît in French. Please give me a reply on this. How many of us would say, no, sir, I can't make it? There is a greater invitation than any president would ever give us. Come to Jesus. Without money, without price. Verse 3 says, incline your ear and come unto me. Here and your soul shall live. Here. And your soul shall live. Jesus told a parable in the New Testament while he was here on this earth about the sower who went to sow seed. Those on the stony ground are those who hear, and the birds of the air come and snatch it up before it takes root. Those on among the thorns. And then he said some fell on good ground and brought forth fruit. My prayer, young people, for you today, as well as adults who are here, you need to come to the Lord while there's time. There's time. I was going home from church one Sunday night a few years ago and listened to the radio fellow preaching, and he was talking about deathbed repentance. This verse 6 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. God is not lost. We're the ones that are lost if we're lost today. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Did you know what? Before anyone can trust the Lord has to be dealing with that person through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has to draw them to God. You couldn't let me in your home unless I was on the outside of the door knocking. Right? This is why it is dangerous. It's very, very dangerous to wait until deathbed. Deathbed repentance. I know God's able to save someone like that. I know that. There's nothing impossible with God. When I was chaplain a few years ago over here at the hospital one week, a lady wanted me to go in intensive care to see her brother. And I knocked on the door to ICU. And they were working with her brother inside. And the doctor came out finally and said this to the lady. Your brother just died. My friend, it's dangerous to wait until deathbed. Why should we seek the Lord? Because time is short and eternity is long. Because life is so uncertain. The Bible tells us that our life is like a vapor that appeareth for a little time. I've been on this earth a little 47 years. It just seems like a drop in the bucket. We're here for just a short time, and we're going to be gone a long time. The place thereof shall know it no more, the Bible says. Hell is hot. It's a place to be avoided. It's forever. The rich man in the book of Luke, he said, I am tormented in this flame. All of you here today have heard of Evel Knievel. He said one time on TV, when I get to hell, I'm going to get me a beer and sit down and wait on all my friends. I'm afraid not. There won't be any water there, much less any beer. It's too late after death to trust the Lord. And certainly, friends, during the tribulation period that's going to be on this earth, the 7 years, those who do not go in the rapture, they may have another opportunity during that tribulation period to not take the mark of the beast and so forth, to be slain. But I tell you, friends, I would not wait until the great tribulation period to trust the Lord. I want to go with Him when He comes again. In fact, the Bible even says that He will send them strong delusions, that they'll believe a lie and be damned. Now's the time to seek the Lord. Right now. Don't wait until a deathbed repentance. It says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him. One of our verses in Sunday school said, the Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will have mercy upon him. What happened to the rich man? He said, give me a drop of water to cool my tongue. That request was not granted. Go and tell my five brothers, lest they also come to this place of torment. That request was not granted. It's too late after people are in hell to trust the Lord. That fellow was a missionary from hell. There was a pastor one time phoned his sermon title into the newspaper. This was in the Daily Bread a few days ago. And they wanted to know what title his sermon was going to be for that Sunday coming up. And so he said, the Lord is my shepherd. And the person on the other end of the phone said, is that all? And he said, trying to make a spiritual point, he said, that's enough. And when he got the newspaper that Saturday morning, he looked in the religious page, and there his sermon title was, the Lord is my shepherd. That's enough. And I tell you, friends, that is enough. If the Lord is our shepherd, we can say with David in Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd. My shepherd. I'll not want here. I'll not want tomorrow or next day or next day or forever. I'll not want forever. The Lord is my shepherd. The saved need to seek the Lord, to seek His fellowship. You know, Jonah tried to flee. Jonah chapter 1, it says that he tried to flee from the presence of the Lord. Why in the world would a Christian not seek the fellowship with the Lord and with other Christians? He tried to get away. There's four chapters in Jonah. Four chapters in his life. And I tell you, he was more than willing to come and do what the Lord wanted him to do. In Colossians 3, there's four verses in the first part of that chapter, chapter 3 of Colossians. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ. If you are a Christian today, if we're saved this morning, we need to do some things. It says, seek those things which are above. Which are above. I love the last verse of our Sunday school lesson this morning. In Ephesians chapter 1, let me just read that wonderful verse. It says here that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, He might gather together in one. You know, part of the church today is in heaven, and part of the church is still on this earth. The church there, I'm talking about those who've been born again, no matter what church they belong to, what denomination, or or anything like that. It's the church that God is coming back for, that Jesus is going to come for. Someday He is going to gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. Ephesians 1:10. Someday the church is going to be together. Those who are up there are going to come with Him when He comes again. When Jesus comes again, He's going to bring their souls with Him to be reunited with a brand new body out of that tomb. And we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Friends, we need to see God's presence. P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. We need to seek the Lord. Seek those things that are above. The way this old world is going right now, I believe it's pretty hard for anyone to be so heavenly minded that they're no earthly good. If we're not very, very careful, it's going to be the opposite. We are going to be so earthly minded that we're not going to be any heavenly good. So many pressures upon the family today. Matthew 6:33 tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. So many times we Christians live on this planet Earth as if we were going to live here all the time. Always. Seek things above. For Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. That word affection there means our mind. Set our mind on things that are above. For Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. It says here, for you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. If you're risen with Christ today, seek things that are above. If you have some unsaved loved ones in your home, keep on praying for them and bringing them to the throne of grace. Keep on loving them. Because someday in Colossians 3:4, this verse is going to happen. It says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. We have a lot to look forward to. A lot to look forward to. I tell you, heaven is going to be as real, it's going to be more real than this earth is. It's going to be a real place. And I don't believe in a million miles we're going to just be up there floating around. We're going to be conscious, more conscious than we have ever been here on this earth. I have been unconscious. But I tell you, in heaven, we're going to be conscious. 100%, we're going to have a brand new body to live through the trillions of miles, the trillions of years that we'll live in eternity. He's coming back for the church. Knowing our future is in Him just makes every day worth living. The Lord's coming back for us. And I wonder how many homes in Airport Gardens would be minus a resident if Jesus came back at 12 today, 1 minute from right now. If Jesus came back in 1 minute, how many homes would be empty? Empty. Every person in that home would go up at the rapture. Friends, this is the realest thing I know about today. Jesus is coming. Eternity is ahead. We need to know the Lord. Sinner friend, seek the Lord while he may be found. It may be too late on a deathbed. Don't wait till then. Don't wait. Don't say not today. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be the day of eternity. Too late. Don't wait until it's too late. Our Father, we thank Thee this morning that You blessed us to be in this